Welcome to A Few Good Minutes, brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jaguars. I'm Brian Sexton with Jaguars wide receiver Brian Walters. First of all, halfway through the season, you feel it yet, or you feel like you're in pretty good shape?
The bye week helped. It came at a perfect time, and I think, you know, we were kind of feeling it before the bye week. Bye week came, got healthy, now we're ready to hit the home stretch here.
All right.
So, yeah, it's we're feeling good.
All right, folks, here we go. You know how this one goes. Five topics, and we'll start with number one. First touchdown catch in your career. What'd that feel like in New York?
It's a weight off my back. I'll tell you what, it was a long time coming, you know, being my sixth year in the league, and I was just happy to finally get that milestone for me, you know, and being in New York, you know, went to school out there at Cornell, and I had a bunch of old teammates there to see it, so that was pretty fun.
And it was at a key moment of the game, which has kind of become a theme for this offense, is that when things are down, when you're back against the wall, boy, you make things happen. That was three plays, and you're down the field. What happened on that drive that didn't the other parts of the game?
It just shows how this offense, how explosive we can be. You know, we have, you know, with Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, they can make plays. Myself, Blake is a playmaker back there. Julius Thomas, you know, everyone's there and can make plays, and it was just fun to see that roll right then. Three plays, 70-some yards, and a touchdown. I mean, it was just, I think we scored in 18 seconds.
Yep.
So it was pretty fun.
Got you right back into the ball game. Okay, number two is role. You're Mr. Dependable in this offense. I mean, 24 catches, by the way, which is a career high. Yeah. Pretty much quadruples your output in Seattle last year. Talk a little bit about the role that you've created, because it's clear when Blake is rolling out, he's trying to find 81.
I think a lot to do with this league is opportunity. And, you know, I didn't quite get that opportunity on the field as a receiver in Seattle. I was a punt returner there. And I think being here and, you know, just being able to, you know, be the, I hate to say it, it really hurts to say this, but the old guy, the old vet in the room.
I know
still,
the feeling.
Still doesn't feel good.
I know the feeling.
You know, is a role that I've been able to take over. And, you know, I want to be, you know, that's my job to catch the ball. And I want to be dependable. I want to be able to move the sticks for Blake. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, guys get injured in this league, but that's the thing is, you know, as guys step up, you got to be ready. And I've been able to grasp that so far.
You think crafty is the best way to describe your game? I mean, you seem to find the seam, find the hole, the place where you can have the best impact.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great way to describe it. And it's just, for me, you know, those are a lot of big guys out there. I'm trying to avoid them as much as possible. So I'm trying to find the widest space I can, you know, and get the first downs and all that. So.
Talk a little bit about Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns and what you, because you've been around winners in this league and your time in Seattle in particular. What do you see from those two guys?
Oh, those guys just, you know, they're true pros. The way they're in with their film study, out at practice, working on routes with our coach and all that. And, you know, they just have all the ability in the world. They're both, you know, big guys. And Allen Robinson can jump out of the gym, I'll tell you that. He's got some serious playmaking ability, but. And those guys really care. They want to learn more. They're like sponges out there, and they want to be better. They know they haven't reached their potential yet. And even though it seems like it, you know, they're making plays every single Sunday. And every single week they keep getting better. And, you know, I think it's just, you know, the sky's the limit for those guys. They'll just keep getting better and better and bring good things to the city.
Our next topic is win, which is something that you did in Seattle. You know what it's like to win a Super Bowl. As you look at this young team that still hasn't figured out how to win, what do you think's missing?
You know, we're so close. So close. And I think, honestly, what it is, I think it's just going to be that confidence, the expectation to win. You know, I don't know if that's there yet. I feel like it's getting there, you know, especially as we take a team like the Jets. We felt like we should have won that game. There's no question about that. And it's just, oh, it's so close. And I think it's just going to take, you know, one or two victories, you know, in a row to kind of have that spark in guys' minds that, you know, we can do this. We are a good team. We are better than these teams we're playing. And I think we can do something with it.
Social is our fourth topic. What's your story? You use it well. What are you trying to tell people?
I just want fans to be able to get involved, you know, get engaged, and I think, you know, that's the reason why we're here is because of the fans. They're everywhere, and they make this game what it is today, how popular it is, and you know, whatever I'm out there doing, you know, whether it's with the Jaguars, myself, and you know, I know that, you know, fans want to be a part of it. You know, fans want to be what's going on inside the doors here, and for me, it's just fun. It's fun interaction. You know, fans will talk trash to you.
How do you deal with that?
Really,
Can you shut that out? You get nasty.
Yeah, you can shut it out. But, you know, it's funny. Like, a couple times I've actually responded to it, and I think sometimes fans forget that there's actually a person behind that social media. Because, you know, you call them out for calling you out.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, sorry. You know, I'm sorry. I'll back off. So it's like, but there's so much support, too. You know, everyone's, you know, saying, hey, good job. Way to go. And that's what makes it so fun. Just kind of, you get the different angles coming at you, and just, again, it's just keep the fans happy and interact.
All right. Finally, time for some quick hitting questions. Here we go, Jags. All right.
Okay.
Saw on your Instagram, you like golf.
Love golf.
You're in one of the golf meccas.
Oh, it's great.
Of the world. So what's your favorite golf course?
In the area?
In the area, first.
In the area. Well, obviously TPC is the famous one. I was most excited to play that.
Right.
I play at Deerwood all the time, so I'm kind of impartial to that. I like that, you know, because Scobie got me going out there.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, golf's great. Weather's great. This is the perfect time of year right now for it, and definitely got a lot of golf in.
Favorite course you've ever played?
I think in Oregon, you ever heard of Bandon Dunes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those four courses there are pretty amazing.
Really
pretty
amazing.
Yeah.
Favorite wide receiver growing up?
Favorite wide receiver? You know, I was kind of in the era of Jerry Rice. For some reason, I was a Lions fan growing up because of Barry Sanders.
Okay.
And I watched Herman Moore a lot when he was there with the Lions. So I liked Herman Moore and Michael Irvin, those kind of guys.
Yeah, I know a Virginia guy that's really glad to hear that. And finally, what are you going to do with that Ivy League education of yours?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question right there.
Your parents asking you that too?
Everyone asked me that. And I still don't know. You know, I didn't even know what I wanted to do going into college. I was an econ major, and I figured, pretty broad, right? I can do anything with that for the most part. And
you can play professional football with it.
I can play professional football with it too. So I'm still trying to figure it out, trying to keep options open, see what's there. But you know, for now, I'm going to try to ride this out as long as possible.
Eight games to go. Are we going to see the best this team has to offer the last eight games?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's going to start clicking.
Brian Walters, thanks so much for joining
us. Appreciate it.
We'll see you next week on A Few Good Minutes.